What's going on, Beaches? Welcome to the Daily Swole Podcast, episode 2516. We have some Swolosophy for you in a second. I'm going to give you a little rant to tickle your ear holes. Today's live stream is our world famous Swole Fam accountability meeting at 12 noon Eastern time today. Even if you're listening to this after the live stream, we have that available to listen at your convenience for members. Join the fam today, SwoleNormousX.com. Just if you haven't been to the website yet, go and check it out. We have hundreds of yoga classes. We have nutrition jumpstart, thousands of recipes. We have an entire yoga studio for your mobility. We have the Swollen 7 7-minute section with steel club, mace, kettlebell, sandbag, abs, core, mobility. Great for warming up, great for cooling down, great for doing a dumbbell workout or a band workout when you only have 7 minutes. You could string them together and do a 14-minute workout. They're just great for warming up or for traveling or for getting a session in when you don't have a lot of time. We have the full programs, 90-day dash. We have Swole Season, Scorched Earth. We have Swole Mastery. Swole Mastery is our body weight program, but 90-day dash is fantastic for all levels. If you are looking to shred for the summer, focus on muscular endurance. Scorched Earth will blow the nips off your body, and Swole Season will get you absolutely yoked like it ain't no joke. We just got so much stuff over there. And of course, as a member, you also get access to all the private live streams. And the best part about joining the Swole Fam is the Swole Fam itself. And of course, a lot of the people that watch the live stream and that comment on the show, that, you know, for the live questions, most people in the live streams are members. Many of them, oftentimes, most of them are members. So the questions, the posts that we share, you're just surrounding yourself with people that want the best for themselves and will support you in your pursuit of what works best for you. And that's really what this is all about. It's about customizing your nutrition, customizing your training. But of course, you need the tools with the proper foundation. You need to be working on all those seven pillars. There's a lot of people out there that have workout programs or that have their own philosophies when it comes to nutrition, but no one out there is focusing on the seven pillars the way we are. They're not focusing on the community in the way that we are. They're not focusing on the quality of the nutrition the way we are. They're not focusing on using the tools in a gym or that you can purchase for a home gym, using these tools for the results that you want to achieve. And we can go into the other seven pillars, but let's pause there for a second, because that's actually the Swolosophy I want to get into. So of course, the rest of the seven pillars, recovery, mobility, mindfulness, and consistency. We're focusing on all aspects of the seven pillars. So when you join, this is what the Swole Fam is doing. We're not just lifting weights and eating chicken and rice. We're customizing our nutrition. We are individualizing our training to make sure that we're getting the results we want. Not everyone wants to put on tons of muscle. Not everyone wants to get a 3-plate bench. You know, we're focusing on making sure we're using these tools properly. And that's really the beauty of fitness, is you can do many different things to get results. You can train in many different ways. And in yesterday's episode during the Ask Papa Swole Live, if you didn't listen to that 2515, I encourage you to do so. The first couple of questions were so bad. It was like hilarious. I was joking. Yeah, hey, we're going to restart the show. It was bad, but then it got really good. And we were talking a lot about intensity and volume, junk volume, making sure you're training hard enough for what you're focusing on. And that's really what I want to touch on a little bit now, is the focus. There are a lot of people that train and do a lot of things because there's a lot of things to do, but then they're just doing things or doing a lot of wasted stuff. They're doing a lot more sets, but they're not focusing the intensity and doing the most important things. They're spending a lot of times doing things that are less important or putting less energy into something overall. And what I talked about yesterday was increasing the intensity of your training and focusing that into less volume. In other words, I challenge you. Those of you that are listening that have been training for a little bit, I challenge you to do less sets, but train harder for those sets. And what I mean by that is, go heavier and push yourself harder and closer to failure, safely, of course, using a spotter when required, when necessary. I'm not telling you to do something stupid, but push yourself harder, but for less sets for a given exercise. So for example, if you're normally doing four sets, are you really pushing it hard for those four sets? Are you just kind of going 80%? What I mean by 80% is not 80% of your one rep max, but are you going 80% effort? Because if you went 100 for the first working set, you're not going to have anything left over for the other sets. The last thing you want to do is like be benching 100 for the first set, and the other sets, you can't do the same amount because you're only doing 95 or 90. You're fatigued because you used it all up on the first set. So if that's the case, then do those other sets matter as much? So I encourage you to maybe do another warm-up set, do one or two warm-up sets, and then try to focus your intensity, going maybe heavier than you normally would because you're not doing as many of these lower effort sets. You're doing higher effort sets in less amount of volume, decreasing the volume. I think it's a cool thing to experience. And it's hard to psychologically stomach that for a lot of people because you get used to this more is better mentality. You want to bulk, you need to eat more food. You want to bulk, you got to lift heavier. It's always more, right? More volume, more weights, more this. But you can't just keep on going heavier and doing more and more volume. And what I was saying on the podcast yesterday, like if that was true, then four sets would be better than three, five better than four, six better than five, seven better than six. Where does it stop? Does that mean that if you want to keep on building muscle, you got to do like 100 sets for a workout? That's insanity. Plus the recovery would be ridiculous. You need to provide the stimulus. You need to be lifting heavier, progressive overload. You want to be lifting heavier and creating that shock to the body by doing those heavier sets to failure, but then allowing yourself the time to recover, especially as you get older. And especially if you're not taking anabolic steroids, your body is naturally having to repair and recover because you're going to train again. You're going to be doing other body parts and you're busy. You got kids, you got a job or two, you're hustling around. You're not a professional bodybuilder, is my point, right? You should be integrating your life around fitness. Everything should be fitness related, but that's not your profession. So it's not your sole focus. So it has to be something that when you do train, when you are in your hour or 2 hour window, whenever it is, first thing in the morning, 5 a.m., or when you get back from work, 7 p.m., whatever is optimal for you, right? That you are in that zone. You are putting in that effort and there's nothing left to give. So what I'm saying is restricting yourself to less all-out sets can get you that stimulus that you didn't know you could even get because you're normally, you were doing more junk volume and you were fatiguing yourself more than you realized. So you can get yourself and your body that stimulus, more intensity, less volume, less physiological overload in a negative way, less wear and tear, more opportunity to recover between subsequent workouts. Because of course, as you get older, it's harder to recover. And if you're not taking exogenous hormones, just doing more and more volume, you're just going to be crippled and you're going to lead to injury. And a lot of you have probably done that. You've done three, four or five sets per exercise. And there's different ways to train. I'm not saying you can't build muscle like that. There's different, many different ways to build muscle, but it's a different way to think about it. I want you to think about this. I want you to try it. It's not going to, definitely not going to harm you. You're going to be pushing harder and doing less all out max effort sets in your workout. But I think you'd really enjoy the psychological and the physical approach to it. Because I think without even consciously realizing it, when you're going in to do three or four or five sets for an exercise, you're not going all out on that first working set. I'm saying working set. You warm up a little bit. Okay, set number one, you do a warm up set. You're not really pushing it. You don't consider it your set, right? So this is what I mean. You're warming up. Let's say you're going to do, I don't know, a bench press. You don't get on the bench and just put on a couple pounds and, you know, loosen up. That you don't count that as a set. That's a warm up, right? So you do warm up and then you do a working set. And that's your first set. It's really a warm up set, isn't it? Let's say you did a warm-up set or two, and then you put on a little bit more weight because then you put on a little bit more weight the next set, right? So then that means that first working set was really not where you were at because you still put on more weight after it. It's like, okay, what if you did a little bit more of a focused warm-up and jumped right into those full out sets? Like, did two or three warm-ups, kind of put on a little weight, but didn't push to failure. Because then if you're doing that first working set and you have 135 on the bar, I'm just using a number, that's a 45 on each side, if you don't know, and you go to failure, but it was too light, it wasn't really your max intensity, you're doing 15 or 17 reps, you're really fatiguing yourself. Then when you go in to put on more weight for that next set, you're more fatigued than, like, you could go heavier. Don't push yourself to failure. Save that for those full out working sets. Now, this is popularized by Mike Mentzer and Dorian Yates, but this concept, I know they were taking steroids and they were professional bodybuilders, and Mike Mentzer like died at like 49 or some shit, but these guys were taking growth and juicing, and, you know, there's other issues with that. But a lot of people that have been lifting for 10, 15, 20 years, as you get older and as you get more experienced, you realize that recovery is important. It's essential. That's why it's pillar number four. But that's why I always talk about your programming should have a foundation of recovery. So it becomes more important that you recover. You still want to provide overload and stimulus and build strength and muscle. You still want to train hard, but you don't have the capacity to do the same kind of volume. You need to repair. What you want to do with your training is overload the body as efficiently as possible so you can get the fuck out of your training and start eating healthy and recover and sleep and sauna and cold plunge, whatever. So you're not repairing and recovering. You're not building when you're training. You're getting a pump. That's transient hypertrophy. You're sending blood to the muscles because the sympathetic nervous system is jacking up. Your heart rate's increasing. Your respiratory rate's increasing. It's fight or flight. You're not getting big in the moment. You're causing a stimulus. The rest, the recovery in response to repairing and reacting to that stimulus, if provided on your body regularly and consistently enough, the body will adapt to that stimulus and increase muscle size, hypertrophy, and strength to match that stimulus that progressively is increasing over time. Make sense? So especially as you get older, as you're more advanced as you train, it's not about maintaining. It's about focusing your attention and your intensity into less volume in order to think about it as a pin tip. You know, you have the flat head of a hammer. That's not going to cut the skin like a knife. So you're focusing the force instead of a hammer. A hammer is going to break your hand, right? Let's say you have a hand and you smash your finger with a hammer. It's going to hurt a lot with that force because it's going to break your bones, your finger, your hand. I know it's escalated quickly, but that's just the first thing that popped in my head. You take that same, let's say you hammered, you know, boom, you smash your hand with a hammer. A lot of you are like, oh, I do that all the time. I'm a carpenter. Most people, if you've hammered anything, you've hit your finger. It fucking sucks. So you hit your hand. Okay. You break a finger, you bruise yourself, whatever. You take the same force with a knife and it cuts right through and you have a much more severe injury. The force is greater because you have that same kind of effort, that same velocity, but it's focused on a smaller area. The knife is very thin. So you have that same pressure in a smaller area. It's going to cause more damage. Same thing with the intensity. You're putting your effort into less all-out working sets rather than spreading it out over four exercises, four or five sets. You have to think about it. What is that intensity actually going to be on set number 15? Are you really going all out? Are you really pushing all out all those sets? I think a lot of it is junk volume. A lot of it's distraction. It's distraction from really focusing your effort. So try this next time you train. You do a couple warm-up sets. You make sure you're ready, you're primed. And then you put the weight on and you push for like 6 to 8 to 10 repetitions. You put a weight on for like 6 to 10 repetitions, 6 to 8 or so. And you really go to failure. You do like some isometric holds. You do some partial reps. Maybe do a drop set, drop like, you know, 20 pounds off and bust out a few more reps. Or you have a spotter to spot you. Do some negatives or pulses and really push yourself. And I think you'll get a lot more out of it. I think you'll feel sore. But you'll feel sore because of the stimulus, because of the overload, because you gave your body that reaction that you haven't been getting from your other training. I just think without realizing it, we don't put all our effort in earlier in the workouts, which kind of wastes those exercises, it wastes those sets. If you know you're gonna be in the gym for 2 hours, you have 5 exercises, 4 sets each. Are you really going all out at the beginning? It's like, you know, you have all these other exercises to come. This is why classically I never like doing chest and triceps, because by the time I'm done doing my chest workout, I'm blasted. I don't have like the energy to focus on like really hitting my triceps now. I like to focus and just do it. I don't like having something else after everything that I'm doing, because if I'm putting all my effort in, I'm already spent. If I'm doing triceps after chest, then did I really do my chest properly? Did I really push? Because you're pushing, you're using your triceps when you do chest, of course. So am I really going all out on that if I still have left in the tank or attention or psychological space to also now start training my triceps? It's like, I like doing it on a separate day. I like doing chest and back because I can go back and forth and smash those things. And then by the time I'm done, I'm done. I'm not doing like shoulders after. I'm not doing anything after that. So keep that in mind. Try to focus your energy and funnel your energy into that knife tip, into that pinpoint. Try to focus more into less. And I think you'll get more intensity out of it. You'll create more of a stimulus and you'll repair more efficiently between workouts, because the overall volume will decrease, but the intensity in that given volume that you're doing will create that reaction, that stimulus, and allow you to repair quicker between subsequent workouts. And I think you'll make the same, if not more, progress because you're recovering faster while producing the stimulus required for the muscle building that you're looking to do. Especially if you're older, you've been training for a while, but if you feel a little flat in your workouts, this might light a fire under your ass and definitely shorten your workouts, but also, get more out of you because you're pushing harder in a tighter framework. So hopefully that works for you. Keep that in mind. Give me a shout out if you have any questions. If you're in the Swole fam, you can talk about this in the Telegram chat, but join us, swolenormousx.com. Today, 12 noon Eastern time, accountability meeting. See you there. And hopefully you got some knowledge cock in your ear holes and you're going to make sick fucking gains with this new approach to your training. Thanks for being here, and we'll see you at the accountability meeting.